I recently returned from a business trip to Nashville. It was a great time spent with friends, many of which I get to see just once a year. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. That morning, as I left the hotel, not willing to pay $13.95 a day for internet access, I walked a short couple of blocks to the Panera, where they have free Wi-Fi. As I left the hotel, I made eye contact with the only person walking on the sidewalk at that early hour, and from her clothes and disheveled looks, I could tell she was homeless. The second I noticed her, I quickly turned my head, looked away, and made my way quickly down the sidewalk. "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me," she said in a loud voice as I kept on walking. "Excuse me, sir," she said again. As she repeated it for the third time, she was standing right next to me. And grudgingly, I acknowledged her. "Can you tell me what time it is?" she asked. 7:30, I replied. "Thank you," she said. And then she began her story. "I'm from Bristol, you know, down near the racetrack. I've been in Nashville for over a year. There's no work here." It was a familiar story. Working with the homeless, I've heard it many times. The story is always followed by a request for money. It seems rehearsed, but I guess it becomes that way when it's your only means of eating. It's begging for money. I asked her a few questions as we briefly walked. "Do you know where the nearest shelter is? Have you anything to eat?" I've asked these questions many times to homeless folks I've encountered over the years, but frankly, this time, I really wasn't interested in the answers. By then, I had made my way to my destination, and as I did, I turned and handed her a $20 bill and walked away. It only took a minute to realize what had just happened. During our walk, I never made eye contact with her. I was distant, judgmental, and aloof. Sure, I gave her money, but the thing she needed most, my attention, I denied her. I remember that Mother Teresa, one of my personal heroes, used to see the face of Jesus in every homeless person she met. "Minister to the Jesus in front of you," she would say. The money would help this woman with her next meal, but my time and attention would have been a greater gift. I missed a chance to look into the face of our Lord. Lord, help me to see your face in everyone I meet. This is Tony Agnese.